Well, hello and happy Day of Venus Friday. The 16th of February is when I'm bringing this to you. Did you think I forgot about you this week? Oh, I didn't. This energy this week has been kapow, like when Mars moved into Aquarius on the 13th and the 14th. It's just been so electric. And I know that I probably rambled on about this last week, but it's just so super zinged up. We're drowning in rain at the moment, but it's just been super electric, super zinged up, and weirdly, like not sleeping, but then still being okay when you wake up in the morning to function. Like literally having to really, like, obviously, if you all listen to my podcast, you know that I'm doing a cleanse, and so I'm not on any sort of anything. I'm not eating sugar, I'm not eating carbs, friggin' all the things, which obviously means no coffee. So there's n I mean, thank God. I mean, if you were drinking coffee in these times, holy shit, is it like, are you like coming down hard, or are you like zinging up hard? Like, what is going on for you? I have just been like electric, like just electric. And when Mars did move in, I mean, we've got to remember, I prepped you all for this last week, so you can always go back and listen to that, because we've had that Aquarius new moon, Mars entered Aquarius. I talked a lot last week about a lot of this future stuff with these planets, Mercury, Mars, and then Venus coming up, imprinting a template and DNA for the next 20 years. So I don't know about you, but I've had a marvelous week. There's some things that happen, and things do happen, and that's just life. But in general, it has felt electrified, and especially when Mars did move into Aquarius. Like, I have just been frothing this energy. It is so good. And tomorrow, on the 17th, we have Venus. She is going to be the last little 0-0 conjunction before Pluto actually moves off that 0-0 conjunction, degree, and moves on to the first degree of Aquarius, which we have not seen ever in our lives before. He's already moved past a point that we've ever seen before, because last year he went to 0-0 degrees and then he retrograded back. So, he's verging on getting to 1 degree of Aquarius. So Venus comes in and she makes this last imprint, and this could be intense around relationships, but like I said last week, like, we are setting up our future with this. And how are you responding? Are you reacting or are you responding? And when something comes up, we have that opportunity to respond. And the great thing about Aquarius is this level of detachment, is sort of seeing the bigger picture. It's like, okay, but are you dead? Like, and I'm not minimizing trauma, I'm not doing any of those things. Like, I know that, some things that are happening right now, especially in the world, as we know, but also in our own micro spaces, can be hard. I get that. But we can use the planets, we carry their wisdom within us. So using all of this Aquarius energy, just to step back, just to take a breather, just to literally exhale, just to like look at the bigger picture and just go, it's okay. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. If it has been a tumultuous week for you, I'm sending you lots of big heart love. If you have been like me and you've just been electric and on fire and exhilarated and sexy times and all those things, well, fucking, it's been pretty rad. To be honest, this is probably the best Aquarius season I can remember ever. And I think having Pluto there and then having these inner planets come and hit this 0-0 portal, it has just really activated something deep within not only us, but the energetic blueprint of the entire world. Like, things are happening, like things are going on. We can all see and feel that. Like, it's pretty big out there. I'm not denying the enormity of it all. It is. It's fucking huge. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I have felt high and buzzy and glad I'm not drinking coffee, because I'm already not sleeping. So I'm pretty much like trying to go to bed, and then I get up like an hour later, and then I create and I write and I put together an Atlantis, workshop. So if you are interested in that, that is on my website. It is going to be so beautiful. Ultimately, the astrology for the night when I'm holding it in March is next level beautiful. We're, swimming in Poseidon land, swimming in the ocean of Pisces. and what I want to cover in this 2-hour workshop. Again, if you don't make it live, that's cool. It's one that you probably want to keep in your little library of masterclasses and workshops anyway to rewatch several times over. You'll keep it forever. But I have just released that, and that was one of my things that I did when I came to bed. I got, you know, I have sexual energy and then creative energy, and that's sort of what's happening with Mars, the planet of sex, and energy and initiation, and Pluto together. I mean, these two are dynamic. They can be volatile, they can be intense, they can be dramatic, they can be all these things, but they are very, very dynamic. There is a lot of fuel, you know, a lot of push behind what's going on when it comes to Mars and Pluto. And again, depending on what house your Aquarius house is, if you are a Libra rising, Aquarius rules the fifth. So it makes sense that it's sex and creativity. Like, that's what we're going to be doing for 20 years, which I am not sad about. This is, welcome to my next 20 years. This is going to be great. So there's been a lot of creating going on. I've been, you know, I've just been up, like literally I got up last night, because again, went to bed, got up an hour earlier, stayed up until nearly 1 o'clock, still getting up at like 7:30 and being okay. But it's just, it's wild. Are you experiencing that? Whereas, yeah, it's sort of not even wired, but tired. Sometimes the energy is wired and you're tired, but it's not even that for me. It's not even like I've got so much energy. And last week when I was sharing my podcast, I was telling you that I was going for a float, a dark moon float, and I did, but I was so energized, and so was my bestie who came with me. We were both in separate tanks, but we got out just going, we probably needed to go for a walk, like just lay. I mean, and it's, you know, great. I did it more on a body thing, just getting all of that magnesium into my body, which my body thanked me for. But when it came to, you know, because each float is different. I've been floating for many, many, many years. I remember the first one that came was like 40 minutes from my house and I had to drive over there. But ultimately, you know, they're on every second corner now, which is awesome because they're so required. But every float is different, just like every meditation is different, just like every time you go to the same restaurant, it's a different experience. It's different because it needs to be different. So that one we were just like, hi. We were just like zing, 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 zing. And we talked and talked and talked in the car park before we came in and talked when we left. So I'm just, you know, how are you feeling? Are you feeling that? Did you get through the week okay? Okay. We're at the end of the week. You know, the energy's big. Venus is going to enter Aquarius tomorrow on the 17th. Again, now our attention is going to turn to our relationships, and it's going to turn to that intense, again, creativity, passion. But what's really cool that I want to talk about, and just sort of prep you for this week, I'm going to keep this short and sweet today, to be honest, and just sort of get you ready for the week. So yes, that's been the week that's passed. And the fact that all the planets are direct as well. Anyway, that actually, I'm coming back to what I was talking about. I got up last night and I literally sat down and looked at every Mars-Venus conjunction that's coming up right up until 2029. Like, that's what, this is what astrologers do until all hours of the morning. You know, this is what we actually, this is what real astrologers do, not just read things that other people have put out and use all of their hard work. But hello, this is the stuff. I mean, I love it. Obviously, it's not hard work, but we have to go through all the things, find the things. So I've got the next, how many? It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Venus Mars meetups. Until 2029, I've looked at the degrees, I've looked at all the things, and it's just, I was just so excited to just see what signs they were in, because that's what's coming up this week. We are having a Venus and Mars conjunction on the 22nd of the 2nd. So this is the two lovers coming up. So I want to prep you for that. Yeah, but that's what I've been doing, going to bed and then just getting up and like, I'm going to research, you know, like, so the other night before I did my Atlantis thing, I got up and I'm just like reading and channeling and writing and then creating the, you know, creating the online course. It's 12:20 in the morning, but I've got the energy to do it. And then I come to bed and then I still toss and turn for a bit and then I sleep pretty well. Last night was probably the worst night for me. But how are you? Are you feeling that? Are you feeling like so zinged up but then not massively tired the next day? Or are you on the other side of it? You're just exhausted and tired and there's a lot going on. I get it. I feel you. It's a lot for a lot of people. So I just want to like give you a little honor for that. Little bow down. And what's making this energy even more amplified is the fact that all planets are direct right now. Excuse me. All planets are forward. They're moving forward. So from the 27th of January through till April the 2nd, no planets, yes, asteroids, but not planets are direct. They're all direct, which is like that freight train energy. It's just like, blink and you will miss it. We are just, it's like the train that's just not stopping at any stations. It's just like boom, 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 boom. I mean, we're in Brisbane and we have had that much rain today on Friday, and then, 2 weeks ago, it happened as well. Like just all this rain, like more rain than you can handle, right? Like, it's just there's just this intensity. So much is building. So much is going on. And with all planets moving forward, it sort of just adds to that. It really accelerates the energy, and it's sort of like, oh, all this is going on, and then your body is sort of catching up with it. But I do, sleep is very important. I do want to say, like, if you are still having, 6 to 8 hours of nice deep sleep, that's going to be helping you. Lots of water, lots of grounding, but also just doing what you need to do to nurture yourself to get through this, right? Because the moon is building to full, which will happen next week, next weekend, and I'll talk about that next week in the poddy. But there's just this heightening, and it's that quickening, and very similar. It's exactly what Stuart Wild literally wrote about decades ago in the book The Quickening. I remember reading it in my 20s and just going, wow. It's like I was living all of this 20 years before it actually fucking happened. And so was he. He was writing about it, which all just made so much sense to me. So that's a really good book. It's very old. And yeah, when I read it in my 20s and was talking about it, everyone thought I was crazy and weird. But I guarantee you, if you read it now, you'd be like, holy motherfucking shit. I actually haven't read it since then, but it's always stayed with me. And this quickening is really here, like the acceleration. And yeah, all planets direct, I'm just, I need to laugh because I'm already writing my 2025 energy survival kit. And there's no all planets direct next year, my friends. We are in a collective 9 year. You are going to be fucking letting go. You are going to be letting go. There is no, it is, there's no, like usually, like here we are now from the 27th of Jan till April the 2nd last year, we've been having, big months in a row. I'm just trying to recall. I think that there might be, a month or so or 6 weeks or something later, but it's not in January like we're used to. Really interesting. We're having like a Venus retrograde early in 2025. Like, buckle up, buckle up. It's in Aries and you might want to cut a bitch. Like, seriously, fucking hell. Like, we are starting 2025, and it's the first year that we've started a year with January being a numerology one. So, like I have been prepping you all and saying, 2024 is the year to exhale, gather, consolidate, ground, anchor, breathe, get your shit together. Because the few years after that, like that's what I wrote. If you read my Atlantis. I'm a little bit like fuzzy today, guys. So I'm just, I show up, I'm still showing up. And I'm going to tell you right now, I nearly didn't do this today because of some stuff that's going on at home. Nothing bad, like nothing with my beautiful lover or family or anything, but just some stuff that we're tending to. And, and definitely nothing with my lover, because today, actually, 16th of the 2nd, is when we met 23 years ago. So I actually also, which I've done a gazillion times, stayed up last night, writing all the transits of the day we met. Anyway, I've actually done it like 10 times, but I wrote them down again because I was maybe going to share them today, but I'm just not sure. Because yeah, just tending to stuff today. So I just, yeah, I mean, I'm just a little bit like fuzzy and a little bit like off kilter today. So just letting you know that. And I mean, it makes sense. I've been so wired and so buzzy all week, like just on a high. Like, it's been fucking phenomenal. And then today it's just like some stuff's gone on, and then I'm just like, like just really in my and just really anchored in. So yeah, just excuse my fumbling. Anyway, yeah, it's just it's in it, anyway, back to what I was saying. So I was writing my Atlantis workshop, my masterclass that's coming up, and was writing, you know, this is like a matrix moment. You know, this is like if we don't evolve now, like it's going to be very, very difficult over this next time. And so we're feeling that. And so that's why this 8 year is a very, you know, it's an eight, and eight is a very solid, grounded, magical year. And you know how frothy I am about this collective eight. It feels good. You know, things are different. We're showing up differently. And so many people are, like, so many people that I talk to, whether it's clients or clients of the clients that I'm seeing and reading for, friends, family, it's like something has shifted this year. And all the things that you sort of said you were going to do, or all the things you've been meaning to do, or whatever you were going to kickstart, whether it's a health thing or a work thing or a project thing or something at the house or a relationship that you're moving into or moving out of, or work or whatever, something's just shifted within. Hope, you know, are you feeling that? Like, that's really what I'm, you know, sensing so much of, is that there is something that's deep within that people are really motivated to sort of, you know, yeah, it's just like there's like the, you know, when this, you flick the switch, it's just like, interesting. So it's very, very interesting. Anyway, we've got all these planets moving forward. There's a lot of energy, you know, it's a time. Ultimately on the 19th, we move into Pisces season. So happy birthday to all you beautiful, beautiful fish out there. I love you very much. This is the final season of the astrology year. So this is the end. This is the death portal, the birth canal. It's the literal end of the zodiac. 29 degrees of Pisces finishes the zodiac. And next year, because I'm also writing an article for a magazine and I'm just looking at all the endings next year, we have a shit ton of stuff going, you know, moving to 29 degrees of, excuse me, their respective signs. I'm just going to have a quick little sippy, a little bit of a water drink. Thanks for bearing with me. I mean, I know that there's a few times that I've jumped on here and I'm like, look, you know, I just want to show up. I want to show up. I love talking to you. I love being in your ears, and I love the support, and I love sharing and prepping what's going on. And there's the occasional week where, you know, it's clunky and it's raw and it's messy, and you know, but I want to be here. I want to be here anyway, because trust me, you know me, I really honor my space. And if I really didn't want to come, I wouldn't. And there are times where you know, I haven't come on during the week because I was not well or something like that. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to show up in that sort of space. So I just want to say thank you for listening to all of my, you know, all of my bits and bobs. But yeah, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. You know, all planets are direct. It's been, you know, the hugest, hugest time. We are entering Pisces season. Pisces, so also just remember, the 17th, Venus moves into Aquarius, making that conjunction to Pluto at 00, imprinting the sort of the love stuff now. So we've had Mercury, what we're thinking about, the future, foresight, communication, planning, everything to do with your thoughts and your mental habits. And now we've had Mars, which is around action and sex and drive and being motivated and taking initiation. And now Venus is the last one to hit the 00 with Pluto. And this is about love, money, desires, pleasure, what you're worth, your values. Yeah. So all of these things, we're really thinking about the future. I mean, I've had some amazing clients the last couple of weeks, and we've been talking so much around the future. Like, and it's not that we want to live in the future, like being present is the most powerful place that you can be, because the only place that truly exists is now. Like, that is the only place that exists, like right now, like right where you are right now is the only true place that exists. And then it's now, and then it's now, and then it's now, you know? And I always find when people ask me like, oh, how have you been? Or how's your week been? I'm only ever answering from the now. And I said it the other day when my eldest daughter came over, because obviously she's, you know, turning 26 this year and she doesn't live at home. So she came over for a visit and she's like, oh, so how's your week been? And I'm like, yeah, good. Like, I was feeling so good. And Joel's like, babe, no, it wasn't. It's been hell because we've had no aircon and we haven't been sleeping and we've been fucking having showers at 12 a.m. because we're fucking hot. And it's been over 10 years since we have not slept with aircon. And the humidity, you just want to friggin' punch yourself in the face 8 million times. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what our week was like. You know, like I'm just so in the moment. And I'm just like, oh yeah, so yeah, that happened. But right now I'm fucking awesome, you know? So it's just like, now is the most important place to be, you know? Because, you know, you can ask some people, and oh my God, they'll go into every minute detail of this happened, and then that the person did this, and then that person said this. And you know, my face probably doesn't lie, but I mean, really, like, it's just, it's in the past now. It's in the past. How are you feeling right now in this moment? That's important to me. And if right now in this moment it's shit, okay. Totally holding you in that space, you know, I'll meet you wherever you are. But yeah, anyway, so it's not about living in the future. It's just about, we're seeding something big, and we've got to think about the enormity of Pluto ingressing to 00, then Mercury hitting it, then Mars hitting it, and then Venus hitting it. Okay. So this is what's quite unique and rare, is that we really are seeding something here. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, it's a big time. So now we're going to move into the final season of the astrological year. So this is like our New Year's Eve month, right? Once we get to that 29 degrees of Pisces, which Neptune will be getting to this year for the very first time in 165 years. Saturn and Neptune both hit the 29th degree of Pisces in 2025. Let me tell you, I'm already knee deep in 2025, and holy wow, what a year. Like, if you aren't buckled and stable and in your space, it's sort of going to be like a gravitron or something. Like, people are just going to be fucking flung into God knows where. It's a wild year. Let me just give you the hot tip. So let's enjoy, you know, I'm talking about 2025 already. It's February of 2024, Tiani, and this is a problem, because then when I'm doing charts and I'm, you know, doing even forecasts and all these things, because I've looked at every new moon and full moon of 2025 and I've looked at all this stuff, right, I just then start to be like, no, that's not. And then I'm like, oh no, that's 2025. Yeah, it's a fun time. But we move into Pisces season on the 19th of February, and welcome Pisces season. The first decan of Pisces is ruled by Saturn, and as we know, Saturn is in the decan, is in decan one of Pisces as well. So he's in Pisces at 8 degrees. The sun will move into 00 Pisces on the 19th. Now, this is interesting. So the moon is the tarot card that rules Pisces, of course. Saturn rules the first decan, and like I said, Saturn is actually in the first decan of Pisces, and it's the Eight of Cups. And so what I was sort of, you know, researching and dropping into is that what has been saturated, drowned, what are you leaving behind? It's time to move on. And I mean, when we are at the birth canal, death canal, which is Pisces season, it's the end of the end. It's literally before you're pushing the baby out to be, hello, Aries, 00 degrees of Aries. It's a new astrological year. Let's go. It's equinox. Fucking have at it, right? So now we are in this birth canal for the next month. And the Eight of Cups, which is just the first decan, you know, it's not the second decan or the third decan, but just the first decan. And I'm really feeling this too. It's just like, what do you need to walk away from? You know, the image is, you know, someone walking away from something, you know? So it's like, what have you saturated? What have you been drowned in? It can be emotion. It can be stories. It can be financial, like whatever it is. It's like, it's when something has been overplayed so much that you just know it's time to move on. So the Eight of Cups is around walking, letting go, walking away from something, leaving behind something that you no longer want to take on your journey. Yeah. So that's really interesting that Saturn's there, and that's the first decan. So we're going to really feel that amplification of, for that first part of Pisces season, with Saturn there really holding that fort. So welcome to Pisces season, darlings, from the 19th, you know, what are you going to let go of? What are you going to release? What are you going to walk away from? What have you drowned in, pretty much? And I mean, I sort of laugh, not that I do, but I do, that the weather people predicted dry. Like, I'm like, Saturn and Neptune are in Pisces. This is called water. This is called the ocean. This is called floods. This is called cyclones. This is called all of the things that you can even think of. Uranus is moving towards the getting really close to the last degrees of Taurus. So for the next couple of years, like the weather events are going to amp the fuck up. So, there's that Netflix show, like what is it like called, Leave the World Behind or something like that. Is this the future? I mean, it's pretty insane and not out of the scope of probably something that will happen when it comes to communications. I won't tell you about it if you haven't seen it, but I'm just really talking about the weather stuff. So Uranus in Taurus, Taurus is Mother Gaia. Okay, Uranus actually impregnated Gaia. Like those two had a relationship and had all the children. So the thing is that those two together for the first time in 84 years, we will not see it again for 84 more years after he finally moves out. But we're coming to the end of this. So it's always when one of these sort of, slower moving planets, especially transpersonal like Neptune, Pluto, and Uranus, move into a sign, then they get comfortable and then they start getting closer to the end degrees and that anaretic 29 degrees, which is that karmic degree, and then things start to amp up again. So, the fact that, yeah, I just sort of laughed at, like, I mean, I know that they're weather people and they're trained in stuff, and I was just like, I sort of had to throw my head back a bit and went, Saturn and Neptune are both in Pisces. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a wet motherfucking summer, not a dry summer. So far, let's just have a look at that, right? Yes, there is a lot of rain around. So yeah, we're in this death canal birth portal, as we finish up the astrological year. This really is again another opportunity from the 19th of Feb through to equinox in March, to again purge, let go, release, reset. But like I said, I really loved the Eight of Cups for this Deacon one, and that Saturn is the ruler, because it's really anchored into, I don't know, being taking the rose-colored glasses off, like taking them off and going, hey, what have I been, holding on to and perpetuatingly looping, 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 and really now it's the opportunity to move away from that. Like, let's just, the whole world is on fire. Like, the whole world is fucking burning down. I don't mean on fire. I mean, hello, some of us are fucking flooding, but like the whole world metaphorically is on fire. Like, we are in the transition. And that's why I've put together this Atlantis class, because all the Atlantis magic, I mean, it's been here for a lot of us. Some of us are, we remember our past lives in Atlantis and we've been always working with the tools, but the tools are going to come more potent, and Pluto has a big part to play in this Atlantis stuff. So does Neptune. I can't wait to talk about that stuff. I've got some incredible music, some really sacred music, storytelling, some astrology. Like, I've put this together purely because the rise of Atlantis is here. Atlantis is returning. So this is a really important part of our future. And yeah, so if you want to really utilize all of this, you've got to apply it. You've got to embody it. You've got to embrace it. And knowing your own chart obviously is extremely, amazing, because you can start to apply all the things that, are going on with the planets into your own life, into your own themes, the houses. Like, oh, okay, so this is all going to be happening in my third house of communication and study and learning and speaking, my mental habits. Yeah, so that's where it's going to be happening, so it's, for and I'm just, that's an example. Like, everyone, wherever, certain things are going on, we want to know where they're happening for us. But now we're going to come into Pisces season. It's the purge, it's the end, it's the complete end from summer solstice to autumn equinox. It's that last part, it's the edge, it's water, it's dissolving. What needs to dissolve? What needs to let go of? Where do you need to surrender? Lay down the swords and relax. Trust. Pisces is a sign of trusting the divine, trusting in the divine synchronicity of stuff, trusting in the higher power, uniting with the higher power, knowing the higher power, like actually experiencing it. Once you experience it, yes, you still trust it, but then you know it, right? Like there's a difference there, because people can trust or rose-colored glasses and hope. Hope is very different than trusting. You know, hope can be debilitating because people just hold on to hope and all it is hope. And it's like, well, there's reality as well, but then there's also trusting in exactly what's meant to happen will happen. Yeah. Trusting in the divine orchestration of life, which is, you know, an incredible tapestry that we all live in. So Pisces season, I mean, I must admit, usually I'm like super pumped. I mean, like usually I'm like, yeah, you know, out of Aquarius season, you know, but this has been a fucking awesome Aquarius season. I'm loving it. And last but not least, we've got the beautiful Venus. So Venus is, you know, chasing Mars at the moment. And on the 22nd next week, they meet up at 6 degrees of Aquarius, right? So ultimately this is very sexy, very magnetic. This could be writing new contracts, like clearing old contracts, like new relationship agreements as well. This is animalistic. This is creative. This increases your, you know, creative and sexual energy, of course, especially even just attention to the opposite sex or to whoever you're trying to court, whatever sex that is, you know, whoever you're wanting to appeal to. Mars and Venus, excuse me, when they come together, are very, very sexy. It's sex on legs. Okay. If you've got Mars and Venus in the same sign, even if they're not exactly conjunct or whatever, but if they're in the same sign, that's a oozy sort of sex appeal, right? Because there's just something about having both the masculine and the feminine signs in the same, you know, they're lovers. They're lovers, Mars and Venus, right? Like that's what they do. They love. They fuck. They fight. They do all those things. And obviously each sign plays that different sort of role. So, you know, this could be a really great time for doing something innovative or, you know, some creative, like spontaneity is the word I'm looking for, like something spontaneous and doing something a little bit different, something a little bit out of the box. It is Aquarius we're talking about, you know. It's not the most lovey-dovey sign. So, you know, it can be fun and social and go and watch a band or, you know, go for a mountain bike ride or something like that. You know, I'm clutching at straws here, but you know what I mean? Do something different. All I'm saying is do something different. It can be the energy of, you know, it's contractual, you know, it's like, what is the relationship contract you have? Maybe you want to renew it. Maybe you want to update it. Maybe there's contracts falling away. Maybe, you know, you're moving into a new relationship space. We won't have another Mars Venus conjunction until 2026. So, you know, they don't come around all that often. So you really want to, it's a signature part of the year when Mars and Venus come together, when they actually make that conjunction. It's a brand new cycle of love and of sexy times and money and values and, you know, anything to do with your creative passion. It's a very passionate, magnetic, you know, I feel like that animalistic, you know, like the liquid crystal that really comes to mind with this is crocite. You know, crocite is the kangaroo, but crocite's all around like the anima, the animus, that sexual, you know, it's all root chakra, sacral chakra. It's those desires, it's pleasure, it's and it is always that creativity and sexuality. So it can be intense, like I said. You can make changes in your relationship values, you know, like that can be a thing that you could maybe do, especially being in your being in Aquarius. I think ultimately Mars is stronger in Aquarius, so it might feel more yang, but enjoy that, loves. Enjoy that. 22nd of Feb, we've got this beautiful new cycle of Venus and Mars coming together in Aquarius. And ultimately, when they come together again in 2026, it's in Capricorn. So the next two are bloody Saturn. Excuse me. I've just got like a little bit of an itchy throat thing going on. They're bloody two Saturn ruled signs, but then we've got a Sag, and then we've got a, you know, a Gemini and a Leo back to a Capricorn. So yeah, I've pretty much mapped everything out until 2029. And that was a good time. That was a good time last night. So enjoy that, darlings. Enjoy welcoming Pisces season in, the final season of the astrological new year. Thanks for putting up with my fucking clunkiness. I hope that there was some seeds of wisdom and love and joy and good stuff here for you to take you into the next week. And I look forward to seeing you next week. I love you all so much. Bye-bye.